GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hildreth Tyler Show. Our election coverage and the countdown to the next trip to the ballot booth. Gee, former state senator Eric Brakey. I say former state senator. I've seen some news sites list you as current state senator Eric Brakey, the Republican of Auburn. Is it former or is it current? What are we supposed to say, Eric?
You can just call me Eric. I certainly not holding office currently, but I'm out there connected with Maine people, working to win back Maine's 2nd District.
Yeah, it was about a year ago, actually, when you left office. But welcome back in, and good to talk to you again. We'll talk to you about your campaign, but I guess we'll start with the news today in the Republican Party. Senator Collins and the Republican Party have sent out the email today that she promised that she would announce by the end of fall. Fall isn't quite done yet, and she indeed is running. Any comment on that?
Just that I certainly look forward to Susan Collins running again and look forward to her winning re-election.
Do you think she's going to face a challenge in ranked choice voting, just as you will face a challenge in ranked choice voting, Eric?
Well, I don't know. There could be independents who get into the race. But I think Susan probably has one of the more challenging races that she's had in a long time. But at the same time, her primary opponent in the race, Sarah Gidding, is such a far radical leftist who's backed red flag gun confiscation, who's responsible for the huge overreaches in government power in Augusta coming from the House of Representatives. I can't imagine, especially the people of Maine's 2nd District, where we just, frankly, we still have that frontier attitude. We want the government to leave us alone. I can't imagine Sarah Gidding resonating with people up here. And while from a conservative perspective, while I certainly disagree with Susan Collins on many issues, I very much appreciate that when it counted, she was there to confirm these Supreme Court justices. And I think that that's going to be a very long-lasting legacy for helping to get our government back in check and restore original intent of our Constitution.
Well, on to your campaign. You have to win the primary before we ever get to talking about your opponent. Adrian Bennett, Eric, you're out there. Dale Crafts, John Hyatt has also thrown his hat in the ring. You have a long history of a lot of legislation when you were in the legislature. You're not there now, but people do know you, so you're going to run pretty much on your record?
Well, yeah, I am the only proven conservative leader in the race. You know, I'm someone who, in the Maine Senate, in a time of divided government, I sponsored and passed constitutional carry, reformed welfare, won back our health care freedom with right to try. This was a time when nobody was getting anything done because Republicans and Democrats couldn't work together. But I was able to build coalitions across the aisle while sticking by my conservative principles and got things done. Nobody else in this race has a record like that. And additionally, you know, I'm out there connecting with Maine people. We're fundraising hard to make sure we can get our message out. Our campaign is a campaign with real grassroots support, a clear message of a free Maine and a free America. And I'm confident as we continue moving forward, we're going to earn the Republican nomination and defeat Jared Golden and win back the 2nd District next November.
When it comes time to run, money is a necessity. And when having to make the phone calls to raise money, that phone receiver or even that cell phone can get kind of heavy. Are you up for the task of not only leading, but also raising the necessary money, asking people for their support, not just their vote, but their dollars, in order to win, Eric?
Yeah, and we have been raising the money. In fact, the last quarter that we reported, we were nearly on par with what Jared Golden has been raising, and he's got access to all the special interests and lobbyists in Washington, D.C. that we certainly don't have access to, and they would never donate to me anyway because I want to take power back to the people, not get more power to the Washington bureaucrats like Jared Golden does. So as of last quarter, we've raised well over $250,000 already. Fundraising has been very strong. We are going to have the funds to get our message out and win back the 2nd District.
A lot of people say the number one issue is really, we hear a lot of different issues, and it's hard to say which is the biggest, but health care. You're going to be asked a lot about that, where you stand on health care for Americans, because whether you're R or D, we all need it.
Yeah, I'm actually, you know, of course, I served 4 years as the Senate chairman for the Health and Human Services Committee, and I've seen how broken our healthcare system is. I'm the only person in this race with a clear plan for healthcare, and it's about firing the bureaucrats who are getting rich off this healthcare system. Patients are overpaying, doctors are overworked, the bureaucrats, middlemen, they're the ones getting rich. We don't need them. Whether they're these insurance bureaucrats, the government bureaucrats, the hospital bureaucrats, we should fire the bureaucrats and restore the direct doctor-patient relationship. And we can do that with my plan to personalize healthcare, which people can learn more about at our website, ericbrahe.com.
Let me ask your thoughts on what's going on in Washington. We're all watching, or at least we're listening to, or paying somewhat attention to this historic occasion. Here will come a vote on the possible impeachment of the President of the United States within the House, and your would-be opponent, should you win the primary, Jared Golden, says he is split. He will vote yes for the article of impeachment that alleges an overreach of power, but he will not vote yes on the article of impeachment that alleges obstruction of justice. What are your thoughts on the proceedings that have led to this point and what your opponent has chosen to stand?
Yeah, first of all, let's be clear. Jared Golden is supporting impeachment of the president that the people of Maine's 2nd District overwhelmingly elected. And he's trying to have his cake and eat it, too. He's trying to say, well, I'm supporting one article, but not another article. Well, there's no way to halfway remove a president from office. It's not like we get to keep him on weekends and holidays. He's supporting removing from office the president of the United States that the people of Maine's 2nd District overwhelmingly elected. He's doing the bidding of Nancy Pelosi and his party bosses. He's not serving the people of Maine's 2nd District. And when it comes to the impeachment itself, look, it's a farce. I mean, we can see this. The American people see this when they've tried to make the public case and support for impeachment has dropped with Democrats, with independents, with everyone. They have not made the case for this. And it's very interesting to notice that every crime Democrats are accusing President Trump of committing are crimes that they themselves and their allies are actually committing. Joe Biden is the one who abused his power as vice president, threatening to withhold foreign aid to Ukraine in a quid pro quo unless they fired a prosecutor who happened to be investigating corruption that implicated his son. James Comey, Andrew McCabe, and officials at the FBI weaponized an investigation to spy on the Trump campaign, to derail him once elected, and to interfere in the 2018 election. And thanks to the Horowitz report, we now know that there were 17 clear violations of the law, including forging documents and concealing exculpatory evidence used to get FISA warrants to spy on an innocent American citizen and justify the launch of the Mueller investigation. But the Mueller investigation, it turned out at the end of the day, it was completely bogus, unsubstantiated conspiracy theory, and it dragged on for 2 years, and with the help of the fake news national corporate press, they blew it up into something that it never was. They blew a lot of smoke to create the illusion that there was a fire, so that when the American people went into the voting boxes in 2018 midterms, they elected Democrats into control of the House, like Jared Golden. But only after the election did they reveal that they had nothing. There was no evidence whatsoever. It was all a bogus conspiracy theory. And so if we want to look at who is meddling in our elections, if we want to look at where the corruption really lies, it is, frankly, it's those who are shouting the loudest, trying to hide from the American people what's actually going on. They're concerned that President Trump is actually exposing this corruption. And for that, he deserves a medal, not impeachment.
Well, as we come back to your race, which will not be initially against Golden, you got to run against your opponents in the Republican Party. When you ran against, admittedly, one of the more popular political figures in history, Angus King, you did well. You got over 200,000 votes. You came in second to Angus King in the statewide race. But your opponents are trying to I guess, put themselves in that conservative wing. Now, you say you're the only conservative. Dale Craft's got the endorsement.
No, the only proven conservative leader who gets things done.
Okay. All right. Dale Craft's got the endorsement of the former governor of LePage. Adrienne Bennett, of course, worked for the governor. She's also invoking the name Trump quite frequently. Do you think that Kraft's maybe takes a jump forward now with that endorsement from the governor?
You know, I'm not seeing it. And let me say this up front. I respect both of all of my Republican primary opponents. I've worked with all of them in different capacities. But I think that our records are very clear. You know, during the time of divided government, I passed constitutional carry to restore our gun rights. I reformed welfare to prohibit the purchase of alcohol, cigarettes, and lottery tickets. I won back our health care freedom with right to try, so sick Maine people don't have to beg Washington bureaucrats for permission to try drugs that could save their own lives. That's my record, not just of championing the issues, but actually getting things done. And I think that my record, when measured up against anyone, is a record that resonates with the people of Maine 2nd District. I'm not going to say anything negative about any of my opponents. They're all good people. You know, we're all Republicans, and you know, we're going to need, when I win this Republican nomination, we're going to need to be unified to defeat Jared Gold and win back the 2nd District. So I welcome anyone who wants to get into this race. Right now, we are far in the lead with fundraising and with grassroots support. I think that we have the clearest message, which is a message of a free Maine and a free America, getting Washington, D.C. out of our lives, out of our jobs, out of our healthcare, out of our gun closets, and frankly, standing up for our soldiers and getting them out of Afghanistan because they've been there for far too long.
I think a moment ago when I mentioned the impeachment, I said obstruction of justice. I think I should have said obstruction of Congress. And I wanted to touch back on that just a moment. I don't know if maybe there's I do not understand the impeachment process perhaps as much as others. But what is your prediction for the vote in the House today? And what's your prediction for what's going to happen when it reaches the Senate, Eric?
Well, first of all, I will say I think the charge of obstruction of Congress is ridiculous because, frankly, I know a lot of people who are elected on the basis of obstruction of Congress. I think the approval rating for Congress is in the toilet. And a lot of people aren't happy. And so all Donald Trump did was go to the third branch of government, the judicial branch, and ask for advice and weighing in on some of these subpoenas, which is absolutely his right to do. If anyone is obstructing anything, it's the Democrats in the House who are obstructing the executive branch and obstructing the judicial branch by saying that they can't weigh in on this. I predict that it will impeachment will pass with. Sadly, with the support of our Congressman, Jared Golden, it will pass in the House, but it'll go to the Senate, and it's going to be dead on arrival. I mean, they have not made their case. They have not made their case in Washington. They have not made their case to the American public. Support for impeachment has cratered with independents, and even Democrats have been fleeing this. You have elected Democrat congressmen who are fleeing the Democrat Party, unenrolling, becoming Republicans, because this is a farce. They see it. The American people know it. And frankly, Democrats pursuing this baseless witch hunt are going to be in for a very rude awakening in November 2020 when the American people stand up, say enough of this. We want to actually get things done. We want to balance the budget. We want to fix health care. We want to bring our troops home. We don't want to spend all of our time and energy just people fighting and trying to obstruct the president that the American people elected.
We got just about a minute to go. We're going to be having a chance to talk to you throughout the primary campaign. To you, what's the number one issue in the campaign right now?
Well, everyone's talking about impeachment, but I think there are many big issues. I think that impeachment in a lot of ways is a distraction that the Democrats are putting up so that we're not talking about the real issues, which is that we're $23 trillion in debt. We're enslaving future generations to this national debt. Our healthcare system is broken. We need to fix it by putting doctors and patients in charge and firing the bureaucrats. And our soldiers in Afghanistan have now been there for 18 years, and we just had the release of the Afghanistan papers that shows, you know, not only what we've been hearing from our soldiers, that the mission is unclear, they don't know why we're over there, but even their commanders don't know why they're over there and know what the mission is. Every day that our soldiers are still in Afghanistan is a day that we have failed them. I'm going to fight to bring our troops home. I'm going to fight to stand up for them. They know that this has been an unclear mission. They deserve a clear mission or a plane ride home, and I'm going to fight for them.